Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech at bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock locations. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Jackie Deaver Race Cars. Fast, reliable, experienced.
817-706-6258.
110 Buckskin, Alvarero, Texas. 76009.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
When you're out there walking the street, you may compete.
Welcome all Grudge fans of Atomic Dog Grudge Madness, sponsored by Grudge Inc. Mighty fine day. Hope everybody out there enjoying their day. Pretty nice day. As we know, the weather's cooling off, so that ought to bring more and more races to take place a little earlier. As the weather cools off, cars start running a little faster, so the grudge action all started to pick up, even though we did have here in Texas rain all weekend. I'm not sure how many races took place. Sunday turned out to be a pretty good day. So with that being said, you know, if anybody got any races that took place around here on Sunday, which was a pretty nice day, you can feel free to push the one button and talk about the races that happened. There was a match race went on. You knew about it. I think the Grudge fans like to know also. So, or you got an upcoming event coming up, you can push the one button and tell everybody about your upcoming event. Well, we're going to see if anybody want to come on and talk about upcoming event. We'll have them do so. In the meantime, just want to bring bring some up on the topic. You're not sure what it's going to go, but it's information. Hopefully it's information for all of us as grudge racers, as grudge promoters, as track owners, as race fans. Maybe we can all shed some light and help make some of the grudge action better. I think the fans are thriving to see good races, good action. I think tracks are opening up and looking forward to it. So my suggestion is everybody as a grudge racing fan, you know, and have an opportunity to say some things, what they feel, or what they think that might help. It's a matter of opinion. It's always a matter of opinion. Just because a person speaks their opinion, remember, to that person, he may be right. So keep open mind about some things. Hope we can learn. There's a lot of conversation going around, which allows me to open up with a topic that I've seen a few things on the race board about promoters. And we're going to talk about it, try to make some sense, try to get an understanding. But the topic was, do promoters make a difference when it comes to grudge racing events? Does promoters make a difference when it comes to grudge racing events? Promoters try to bring action. Promoters try to bring action. Also, along with that topic, when it comes to grudging, is what is grudge racing? What is grudge racing? Do we really know? Or a lot of us confused? You know, people might be wondering, what are you talking about? What is grudge racing? Or some may be confused. Well, I say that to say this. This day and time is not like things were 15, 20 years ago when grudge racing was a little different to where people just met up on certain streets, at the parks, or some track on a Sunday night, and people just got down and got it on. With this, today's economy, you know, promoters from all over try to do their best to try to promote shows to help bring action for the fans. Promoters try to do their best to promote shows to help bring action for fans. I've read some things on the board sometimes, and I think about them. I try to be open-minded, and I think about them. And sometimes I believe, you know, people's opinions are different. But all in all, when we go to these grudge races, man, grudge events, everything is not guaranteed. So the reason why I say that, the grudge races are not necessarily always going to happen. And fans be looking forward to that. So in today's time, a lot of things, you know, promoters, me myself, you know, I think we try to add something as a promoter to the show to try to help make a better event, because people are paying their money and coming out to see grudge racing, good shows, head up action, smack talk, and everything else that goes along with grudge racing. So I said that, and I'm going to go to the lines and hopefully people share their opinion, speak up. Some is different what they believe. There's no need for promoters in the grudge game. That's some person's opinion, and that's the way they feel. But my question is, what's the reason? Because tracks, a lot of tracks, today's time, they don't always put on events to get a nice-sized crowd. So we got promoters around here that reach out and try to make shows for the fans and get action and get people locked in races and so on. With that being said, speaking on this grudge racing and what is grudge racing, do we have Atticat out there? If Atticat's out there, I think Atticat has something he wants to share about this. If Atticat's out there, Atticat, push the one button. I guess we don't have Atticat out there at this time, but Atticat had something he wanted to share about the grudge racing. If anyone else is out there to want to shed some light on a promoter deal, whether we need them or don't need them in grudge racing, feel free. Speak up. It's what it's about. Speak what's on your mind. Talk about it. If you got some good suggestions, put them out there. I mean, that's what this show is about knowledge and understanding. We have some people, I done got a few calls, and they bring some concern about promoting grudge races around here, I know, in the state of Texas. So I want to go to the lines and help guys, anybody. You don't have to be a promoter. Remember, this subject, this topic is about from a promoter's perspective, from a fan's perspective, and from a racer's perspective. You know, we like to hear your thoughts and your ideas because we all are part of this grudge game. And we all can bring something, or we all may can learn something. And I take it as I hope that we learn something. So don't be shy. You got a lot of people out here, a lot of people been racing a long time, and they seen the grudge game back years ago when it would just show up at the track and everybody get it on. But like I said, with things the way they are today, as tight as things are today, you have to change sometime with the time to bring about a new perspective on this grudge game, and you got to reach out and try different things to try to put on grudge events. So I want to go to Lions. Someone push the one button and give me to your
screen. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Grudge Land?
What's up, Cat?
I'm mad as hell. You need to get some people on this phone. Because a lot of people don't need lines, and they're scared to say shit. And I'm not understanding that.
Who you want to get?
Number one, you can get Ghost on the line. He'd be on the board talking
Ghost.
All this noise about Houston scared and we don't need no promoter. So get him on the line. Let him talk for himself. He ain't got to hide behind a keyboard no more. Get him on the line.
Ghost. If anybody out
those.
There.
I don't have those.
If anybody's on the line. We got
go
a lot of people on here. I'm quite sure some people out here in the Dallas area might can get in touch with the Ghost. Have him call on. Is Jackie out there? Jackie Davis out there?
I do believe I saw Jackie's number. Jackie, if you're on here, press the one button.
Press the one, Jackie. Jackie sometimes needs to move around and get out of the shop. He has a lot of noise, so sometimes he say if we call on him and give him a minute to kind of clear the area away because they have a lot of noise.
Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy.
Hey, what's going on, Jackie?
I'm just sitting here working as usual. Look at what y'all got going on.
I hear you. Hey, do you know how to get in touch with the ghost?
I do not have the ghost phone number.
You don't have the ghost phone number? Well, I didn't have one holler at the ghost. I thought I know you from the Dallas area. I thought maybe you had it, but anybody up out there might can get in contact with the ghost.
I'm sure if Roman's on here, if Roman's on here, Roman knows how to get that to me.
If Roman's on here, Roman, if you only push the one button, or anybody that got the ghost symbol, who else you want to get it? Attican, who else you want to get on here? Roman's on here.
Tony Thorne's on here too.
Tony Thorne?
Too.
Roman, push the one button, Roman.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Roman?
Now, I heard you looking for ghosts. So I was sitting here trying to get a hold of him right quick, but his phone's off. I don't know if he's on the other line or what, but he's going straight to his voicemail.
Okay, if you get him, and you bring him on the line, he's just trying to talk about some things that somebody wants to talk to him about something.
All right, hold on. Let me call him right now on his shop phone. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, Tony Thorne. If Tony Thorne showed up, I need you to get on here. He probably will come on. If anybody know Tony, can you get Tony on? Attican, you want to go ahead on?
I've been, you know, looking at the boards, you know, all the Dallas boards, and ghost names keep popping up about promoters. For some reason, he got an issue with promoters. He's saying that promoters, a track do not need a promoter. Or why are we even dealing with promoters? So I want to hear his side of the story. Why do he feel like that?
Okay, hopefully we can get ghosts on here because I did see a post on that bat and it kind of concerned me. He's been doing this here for almost a year.
But now Tony Thorne just popped up. He's not a promoter. He might be like a hype man for North Star. But everybody is okay with that. Ain't nobody crying about that.
Well, I look at it like this, Attican. You know, they might look at it as he's a hype man or he's a spokesman for the track. But to me, any person that go out and advertise that there's a race and try to pump up the race, that's the same thing as promoters are doing. It's exactly the same thing. It's not any different. All Tony's doing is just trying to bring action to North Star, and nothing is wrong with that. No more than it's wrong with me, you, Roy, James, Batman, Summers, Galen, or Mac or anybody else to go on to try to bring races to different tracks. We doing the same thing. It's just that we may go out and leave the track. Somebody got a bunch of noise. Can you mute your mic? Somebody's mic is open. They got a bunch of noise.
Only Alley Cat and your mic is open, Tracy. So that's
okay. Alley Cat must be pushing the buggy or something. Okay. So, you know, with that being said, I don't think. I mean, when a person started putting it out there, and I saw it not just on Dallas board, I saw it on Houston board before too, you know, and these all guys, all we're trying to do is promote races, bring better races to this area, make more competition for the event, locked in races, bring people from different states and stuff like that. So, you know, when you see it, I know it kind of disparages people from a promoter's perspective that people would feel like that and go on there and try to put that kind of stuff on the board. We just got to come to some kind of understanding that it's all trying to bring action. So I know you had a big concern about it. I don't see it. I don't know if anybody got Tony on yet. Got in touch with the ghost, but we going to see. Anybody else out there want to add something to this? Push the one button.
817-7895. Your mic is open. 817-7895. Your mic is open. You have your hand up. Your mic is open.
If you're not sure, if you don't want to speak, push the one button and take your hand will go down. If you feel like you want to speak, push it to come back up.
You know, Trader, I live in a lot of isolation.
I didn't hear you, Attacat.
I said, I don't like to be isolated. If I'm going to be a spokesman, a promoter, whatever the word is, I think everybody should get the same punishment, including Tony Thorne. If he's going to be a spokesman for North Star, he's a promoter. He's a hype man, whatever the word it is. Who made him a judge all of a sudden at North Star anyway?
I don't know. I guess we got to get those people on the line and let them speak for themselves to try to help make some sense out of what's going on here. Attacat, thanks. Preacher had his hand up. Attacat, you might be just listening until we get on, but I can hear a lot of noise with you, Attacat, until we call.
Joe, what's up, Joe?
What's that, man?
Hey. I think that you do need promoters, man, but at the same time, the promoters need to promote everything that they promote when the race happens. I feel like it's just like a concert, man. You can always have two or three little bullhorn acts, and then you have one main act, and that's like in boxing. You're going to have two or three little fights at first, and then you're going to have the main event. So if I was promoting a fight, I was going to give you like a little heavyweight hitters like a Nasa or a Frankie Taylor just for exhibition. So the fans will come and won't be disappointed. They wish to see something. They don't have to get no money, but just bring them to the racetrack so the fans can see something if nothing else don't happen.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I see what you're saying about that. You know, I tried that a few times myself. You know, that's why I guess I lean toward sometimes putting on some kind of shootout or some kind of format of a back half or 580 or whatever, 7-0, something to where cars will go down the track side by side and fans will see some heads-up action, because some of the grudge stuff sometimes linger on to later off in the night, or and they're not guaranteed to happen. So, you know, you have some fans get disappointed about it. You go to a race and it wasn't enough grudge racing, it wasn't enough action, and some people complain and come on the board and bash promoters about, you know, they didn't do a good job or whatever. But I like this. You got to go out and promote the show and do the best you can to try to make action. But when it comes to these grudge cars, it ain't no guarantee all the time that race is going to go down. So you got to have something that's what I call a filler. It's just like what you're saying, to where, hey, you know, if no grudge race go down, you do got some kind of side-by-side action going to take place. So. But people that feel like the promoter's not doing their job, it's a lot of work going that people don't know behind the scenes on trying to put some of this stuff together. So, you know, hey, we just got to keep working at it and all come try to get some kind of understanding. But anybody else got anything to say about that? Push the one button. There's a lot of people out here, and I know there's a lot of people who have some good ideas. Don't feel shy. You know, push the one button, man. We like to hear it. Remember, these races, they go on at these tracks around here. They're not us. So we got to come out here with ideas and try to bring understanding. We're coming into a close of another year. So coming up on 2013, we got to come up with some kind of system, some kind of format to where we all have the same understanding, to where we have good shows all around here. I'm going to push the button. A lot of people out here, people act like they reserve to talk. You know, I sometimes feel like what Attacat do is a lot of people would get on the internet and post a lot of stuff sometimes. You know, hey, to some people, that's how they might get off, you know, getting on there bashing folks or putting negative stuff on the internet. That's just going to happen with the nature of grudge racing. But sometimes you got a format out here, you're speaking to a live voice. so people might know who you are, you know. So, but we need to hear what we can do to make it better. Don't, you know, it's just, you got to speak up, speak your opinion. We need to, like I say, put it out here because some things are happening right now in the Grudge game to make some people have some funny vibes and feelings towards each other and this promoters and stuff like that. You, a lot of stuff, a lot of talk going around. So, hey, guys, speak up, push the one button, talk about it. Don't sit back. It, you know, this is what this moment's for.
Sarah?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hold on. Let me try to find out who's. I think it may be Alley Cat with the noise. It was Alley Cat with the
noise. Who was that talking a while ago that had something to say? I heard somebody.
That's
Jay Schaefer.
Jay?
What's going on, Tracy? What's going on, Sharon?
Hey, what's up, Jay? What's happening? Go ahead.
Hey, I don't have a car or nothing like that. I just race a little ATV on the track every now and then. The thing to me will make the Grudge racing a little bit better if they wouldn't wait so damn late to try to get up and race. Is there a reason why everyone waits so late to try to race? I mean, you know the track is probably going to give away at a certain time, especially now that the weather is getting a little cooler. So do set in and all that kind of stuff. So why do the races wait so late to try to race when you got all day to try to race and get it in before 12 o'clock? But everybody want to get in the stage lines between 12 and 12:30 and 1 o'clock. Then you want to get a race, and then you want to say it's a curfew problem.
I agree with you, Jay.
Man,
I don't know. All I can say, that's just my opinion, man. Some people feel like today they race is going to be the grand finale, and they push it to the end. I don't have a correct answer for everybody, but I mean, I kind of agree with you. The weather's changing. Man, we can get a lot of action. That one thing about the race me and Peanut's doing, hey, the weather's going to be better, so we can start the races a lot earlier in the day. Nighttime don't make it a Grudge race. Two people make it a Grudge race, so weather conditions are changing. Races should take place a lot earlier, hey, because you take a race and get it done a lot earlier when the track ain't as bad. Hey, man, you never know. You might get you another race before the track closed. So, you know, that's a good point, and I like to see that happen. I'm quite sure the fans appreciate it also. Why everybody wait to the end of the night? I guess some people feel like, hey, they're going to have a bench Grudge race tonight, and they're going to go home. But it ain't always true, because like you said, Jay, a lot of times the track closed, and some races don't take place, and then you got spectators that's mad because there wasn't no races. So we got to do a better job of trying to get these races to the line and try to – if we find out guys are going to race, hey, try to kind of push them a little bit to go and get it on, especially we're going into the fall season. And, man, right now, the time it is right now, man, there ain't no way if we was at a track right now, any race couldn't take place. This is ideal condition, so, and it's going to be like that for a while, so maybe that's something we got to keep talking about and we got to keep pushing.
Yeah, we got 65 or 70 degree nights, you know. Like I said, the high today was right at 80, you know what I'm saying? So when the sun goes down, you know it's going to get cooler. And we got these low-lying tracks down here in some areas. You can see the dude coming across the track, you know what I'm saying? So, the races ought to know. But, I mean, don't wait and say it's a track when, you know, the curfew is coming. You know what time it's going to close. So it ain't going to take for one little mistake. And then that's gonna take 30 or 40 minutes to try to clean up and all that kind of stuff. So then you say, well, it's the curfew. It's not the curfew. Just get in line and race. I mean, it don't take one mistake to mess up the track. And then next thing you know, that 30, 40 minutes gone down the drain, you know, when you could have been up there racing all day. But then you got to, it could be a spill, it could be an oil spill, training spill, anything like that. Then you want to say, you know, it's the track. No, it's not the track.
I agree. Well, you got to work on it. Promoters got to help. Try to, you know, go around and see what people you got at the track and race with themselves. Got to take on within themselves. Hey, we got to go out and get the job done. If all in all, you're racing for a little change and for bragging rights and for the crowd and whatever. So, you know, we just all got to do a better job of trying to make that happen. Anybody
else?
That's
all I want to say. I'll listen for now.
Hey, appreciate you coming on, Jay.
All right.
Who we got?
Summer, your mic is open.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hi.
Hey, how
this
you doing?
This is Summer. Hi, Tracy.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Fine. I'm doing great.
Right?
I want to clear something up straight off the jump. People put my business out there about I get 30%. My event is a book event, just like anybody else's. 30% is actually reasonable. Plus, I work with the track on what's going on and how it's, you know, how much money's going out. So, yes, it's a book event. But when a bunch of changes are made to it, I don't agree with that. I will back off of that. I have structured, Little Money and I both have structured this event to where we cater to all races, all of them. That 420 car is important to us, and so is that 7.0, and I've even got street cars that come to my events. I'm as proud of them for what they do as what others do. The pocketbook just puts them in their place where they want to be. I've got a poor pocketbook. I got a seven-second car. I can't afford a 5.0 car. I hardly afford the 7.0 car. But when I run an event, I structured it. It's been successful. I will not change it. Yes, you can bring other ideas to the table that will enhance it, but don't take away from the whole event. I give more power to North Star. Gene's great. Let him go. If I'd have known he was not interested in our event, and he would have said, no, I don't agree to that 30%, I'm just not going to do it. I'd rather not book your event. I'd have said, thank you, sir, and took Texas Grudge Wars and walked out the door and said, you have a nice day. And as far as promoters go, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
As far as promoters go, I work a year in advance from every event. I spend the time working that the track doesn't have time to do. I associate, I interact with the racers. I get ideas from them. We change things because of their ideas. Maybe something didn't work. It didn't pull enough cars. But I can guarantee you, my 6.0 and my 7.0 class, they're some of the baddest racers out there. I had 40 cars in March in just those two classes. That kept the crowd busy. It kept the track busy, kept rubber going down that track, plus all the other classes. Put the grudge racers in between the classes. Had them, if they came up ready to go, let's put them out there. They're ready, right behind that class. But that's what a promoter does. The minute you make a phone call, you make a post on the board, you even discuss it with anybody, you have started promoting. Without the promoters, the track does not have the connections that we do to get the job done and get it out there to the fans and to the racers. Now,
well,
any questions?
I agree with that, but hey, you might have a question. I'm a reserve some of what I like to say. I'm just going to hold back. I'm going to give folks on the line a chance to say, so push the one button. Anybody want to comment on what Summer said or want to add to it? Go ahead.
Tracy, we've got one hand up. 832-4782, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy?
What's happening? What is it, Freedom?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? What do you think? What's on your mind? Boy, the first time I heard your voice on the show. But y'all don't know just his stuff, the black back. He done went in the eyes, but he surfaced up on a grudge talk show. Glad to have you on here, Phil.
Yeah, I was just listening to a few conversations the other day. You know, I've been grudge. That's all I ever did was grudge race, you know. Ever since I've been racing, I started on the street grudge racing and ended up at the track grudge racing. So, but like this lady was just saying, I don't know her name. The tracks need a promoter. You need that kind of racing needs to be promoted. because without a promoter, you're going to sit around, and ain't nothing going to happen. So, and it don't take a 420 car to make some excitement. Like she said, a 7-0 car will make just as much excitement as a 4-0 or a 399 race. It's all about the race, you know, and putting something together and talking noise and talking trash. That's what it's all about, you know. So what I'm just saying, you know, the track need promoters, especially in grudge racing. I mean, if they put a little event on that's not a grudge race, just like a regular little old shootout show, that's one thing. But you need a promoter to get some races together. You got to have that. Because if you don't have that, everybody going to just sit around and wait till the last minute, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then the track going to close, and ain't nobody going to be there saw nothing.
I agree. I mean, I understand it. I brought the topic up because I've seen him a few times on High Blood Gossip. I saw it on Batman going down in Dallas, and, you know, people making statements about we don't need the photo, let the track do it. But every track I don't work with, man, you know, the track owners, they love you to bring people because it makes it easy for them that they don't have to go out and do a lot of footwork and they don't know the race is like a person that's a racer or promoter. He's going to do a whole lot of contact. He's going to contact people. He's going to try to get some things lined up to get people to come to that track. The track owners don't do that. You know, they just go and say they're going to have an event and they post up on the web page or hand out some flyers. But, you know, a lot of times that don't get it. But you got a promoter going out there. He's trying to stir things up. That's what grudging is all about. Stirring things up. Getting people hot. Getting them to lock in. They have the grudge. Betting a few dollars. That's what it's about. That's the stuff that it takes. And, you know, we just got to keep on doing what we do and find ways to make it better.
Yeah, well, I don't think nobody that can crank nobody or make them know hotter than me. I don't know about who all out there now, but that's what I was into. You know, I won a lot of races by getting under people's skin.
Yeah, we wait on you to come back and get under some skin. Hey, you know,
I'll be back. It's just a matter of time. You know, my money just ain't like it was. You know, I got to wait my turn again. You know how it goes. But I'll be back. It won't be long. But anyway,
that's
I just want to call and holler at you and listen to it and say something because you always say I called and I don't ever say nothing. So I decided to sell this something tonight. So I'm going to holler
right, well,
at you.
Hang,
I got to
no,
finish
no,
for
hang,
a few
don't, don't hang up. Hey, well, don't hang up. Kind of hang on the line. Do what you do, but kind of mute your phone if you're feeding the horses. And hang on. You might hear something. You might want to push the one button and jump back in. There's a lot of people
right,
out here, man. You never know what might come up. So, as you know, we're trying to take these races from state to state now. So, you know, a lot of information coming out with these shows, believe it or not. People get relationships, get to know and meet each other. And, you know, hey, people go out and try to promote races and make things happen. So, I don't know. I know we were trying to get a couple of people on the line, and I don't know if we got them, Sharon. Have we got them?
I saw where Roman dropped off. Roman is back on, but he hasn't pressed the one button, so I don't know if he was able to get in touch with Ghost. We don't have any more hands up right now, Tracy. Alley-Cat,
I heard somebody.
That was Alley-Cat.
Hey, Tracy, let's go back to what Jay Schaefer was saying about racing a little bit earlier in the evening time because of the weather. He is right, but as us promoters, it's very important for us to put a time limit on these lock-ins. We got to put a time on it so we won't be there all night. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to keep on enforcing the lock-ins more and more.
It helps when you do that. It helps. That way you can solidify time that people are going to race, and people know they're going to race at a certain time, so people be expecting it. So I definitely agree with trying to get the race locked in. In some cases, you can get it. In some cases, you can't, because in the end, it's the two people making the agreement. But as promoters, I think that, you know, that we have a responsibility to try to encourage it, to try to encourage it to lock in, just to try to help the fans see there's the potential of something going down and go down at a certain time. So as promoters, I do agree that I think we should try to help encourage that.
Just to let everybody know, I have already adjusted my time. And I have a race November 17th, and the gates are going to open at 4 o'clock. Because, you know, we're going to try to start early, and we're going to try to finish a little bit earlier in the night because of the weather.
Okay. Okay, Annie Cat, won't you elaborate on what's grudge racing? Some people on here get confused. Won't you elaborate, give your opinion about what you feel like grudge racing and what makes a grudge race? You know, I've been on some other shows and some people say some things that's kind of indifferent, but I almost don't want to let you start off here and give you my version.
Well, my version of grudge racing and people's other version, people try to mix class racing with grudge racing. That's two different racing. I grudge race. Just because a car got bigger tires, two carburetors, I have ran cars like that before. If I feel like that I run that car, it don't matter if it's a chassis car, a top sportsman car, a bracket car. If I feel like I run it, that's called grudge racing. It ain't about, you know, if you got, you know, a big chief head, if you got a Dana Reen in your car, you know, how much you weigh. Grudge race is how you feel at night. Can you outrun that car that you asking to race? It's just that simple. It really is. It ain't got nothing to do about the weight of the car, because Kyle Hubbard showed you that this weekend. He was at a legal weight and running 430s on drag radials. So
yeah,
do really weight. Yeah, do weight really got to do with grudge racing? I mean, really, it's all in your opinion. If I feel like I can get by you tonight, I want to take that gamble. Me and Horace done did that so many times. We have lost, and we have won a hell of a lot of races. Just gambling. I'm talking about straight up just gambling, taking a chance. Hoping the guy mess up, hoping the guy cut a bad light. My job is to get up under your skin. Horace's job is to drive. Now, that's grudge racing. To me, that's grudge racing. I don't class race. I don't care what side tie you on. If I feel like I can outrun you, Tracy, I'm going to try your ass.
Well, you know, I did offer to give y'all the back tie.
Give Roy James the back tie.
Roy might need to give me the back tie. How about that? Roy might need to give me the back tie. How about that?
I don't see why he should. It's all like a head-up race to me.
It might end up being that. You never know. Hey, it might end up being that. You never know.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Look here, man.
Uh-huh.
If you from Louisiana, tell me you from Louisiana, because you're starting to crawfish. Do not crawfish.
I'm not starting to crawfish. Let me explain something to you. I'm not starting to crawfish. They were making call-outs when I was down there, and the only call that I didn't feel like I had action with, he's a time car, and I know he's rated in the top 10 in the world with Jeff Lowder. But I said that night, I don't know what everybody's condition was. I said that night I would try anything down there other than Jeff Lowder. And I meant what I said. There might be a cut down when I say that and I get my butt kicked, but until then, that night I said that.
But hell, when you said it, who hurt you? I don't own a car.
Ask Lisa. Get Lisa on the phone. Get Lisa on the phone.
Damn,
she's
man.
The one I heard.
I'm saying,
Hold on. Lisa was saying that all night I was over there working on my car, having a few issues, and they kept running. Man, Lisa, calling your name. Lisa's calling your name. I said, what? She's saying this, she's saying that. When I came up there, Lisa said something. I made a statement to Lisa, and I said that to Lisa. They brought up Tree Man name. I went to Tree Man, and I said something to Tree Man. I know Roy had a new car, so I wasn't just going to go over and jump on Roy, but she kept throwing all four of those cars in the mix that night. So I'm just saying
okay.
To you, you know. Man,
okay,
like you know what I'm
saying?
You
should have said,
you should have said,
I don't want to run. Huh?
I said you are down.
I tell you what, then.
Y'all got the back tie.
I tell you what. Give me the back tie and the move. Give me the back tie and the move with my car. And we can lock that in tonight for November 17th.
Give you the back tie and the move.
And the move.
With your car, November the 17th.
Yes, sir.
That is cat. You just told me I got a slow mower, so you ought to be giving me some.
Say, man, I'm going to take a gamble. I'm going to take a hell of a gamble messing with a top sportsman car or slash pro mod or slow mod. But I'm going to bag up my words. See, I know what you're thinking. You think that I got the Nova. I got another car ain't nobody seen. I'm like King Arthur.
He crazy, man.
Yeah. So if you want to lock in with my car, now this is my car.
Hey, I'm not locking in with no ghost car. I'm not locking in with no ghost car.
And I'm gonna go at your ass.
I'm not locking in with no ghost car, Atticat.
Well, I understand. I feel for you. And I'm gonna come back. And I'm gonna go to your trailer and I'm gonna eat your barbecue like ain't nothing ever happened. That ass whooping ain't gonna hurt that long.
I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with that. I'm going to show you one thing. I'm going to raise my car, win or lose against somebody, but I ain't giving you no back tie and no move. But I will let Horace plant the back tie in front of me.
That ain't going to happen.
Okay. I am, Brian. We can move on.
That ain't going to happen. Anybody else on the show? Okay.
Yeah, there's somebody on there. There's a whole lot of them on there. There's them talking. There's a whole lot of them on there. Yeah, we're waiting to see if we can get some of them people you want to holler at. You told me you had a whole lot on your chest that you
wanted
to get off.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to get them folks on the line because you want to get it off your chest. You told me, so I'm going to give you an opportunity to get it off your chest. Yeah. Normally we get them on the line. So, I haven't seen them yet. Sharon will know when they get on. So, when they get on, open their mic up.
Yeah, but back to what you were saying, your topic, this is the most racing I have seen in the last 3 years, grudge racing, because, grudge racing did fall off the map for a period of time for, whatever reason. But ever since that a certain guy at a certain area of track ended up talking about grudge racing and making things happen. So, yes, in my opinion, we need promoters.
I agree with you, man. I mean, this. Go ahead.
Like Summer says, the people that own the track, they don't know, are the people that come out there on Sunday night. They don't know us. They don't know us by names and all that. They know us by street names. And they barely know that. So you do need somebody in the middle of all of the hype and organizing this and getting this to happen, getting that to happen. Because, a lot of times guys don't like each other, so a promoter will be the middleman or go over there and talk for them and get it all straightened out where they can race and see a good race. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, racing for the last 3 years, actually, I think it's done picked up. Been more grudge events going on and people trying to make some kind of action. Not saying that every grudge race is guaranteed a certain amount of grudge races. We just got to keep working at it. Sometimes it just don't happen, but we got to keep that promoter doing a better job trying to encourage it to happen, though.
Well, I figure the way I'm looking at it, that you and I, Roy James, Horace, Byron, Matt, we have did such a wonderful job in the last 6 years at this grudge racing stuff, to where it's kind of getting up under some people's skin. So now they're trying to throw a smoke screen out there and say that we're not doing a good job. But they're trying to throw a smoke screen so they can bring their friends in on it. That's the way I'm looking at it. Because, trust me.
Why don't you elaborate a little bit on when you say they're trying to throw. There might be some people out there might not understand what you're saying when you say some people trying to throw a smoke screen. Why don't you elaborate on that smoke screen a little bit and give some people out there that might not understand what you're talking about. Kind of spell it out for us.
Well, we didn't have an issue until some gentleman just bought a tract somewhere in Dallas. Now we got a bigger problem. Now we're saying we don't need promoters, but it's all right for this certain guy to speak on this here certain tract. You know, he don't work for the tract, but it's all right for him to get racist, to come to that tract and support that tract. So is he a promoter or is he a hype man? To me, he's a promoter.
You know whether, what? I'd like to get him on here. You can ask him. I don't know how he feel about it, but I like to get him on here. Since you bring him up, and we got Tony on here. If anybody got Tony Thorne on here, because what Tony's doing to me, which he's doing a good job of it, is actually promoting. I don't care how you look at it. It's my opinion. What Tony Thorne is doing for North Star is exactly what me, Byron, Max Summers, Addy Cat, Roy J, any one of us has done is promote. So,
hello.
I don't think he's doing nothing different than what we're doing. He's promoting.
Well, opinion. You're right. No. Don't get it twisted. Ghost say we don't need promoters. Now, that's Ghost talking. He's been saying that for six months. He don't like promoters. He can't stand promoters.
Well, I hope we can get Ghost on here, Tony on here, and you can address the concern straight to him so maybe we can try to get him to understand. Roman out there?
Roman was on the line. He may be down at the bottom right now, Tracy. I do have somebody who had their hand up, but if you'll go on just a minute while I get my screen back up, I'll get their line open.
You get their line up? Okay, you got some? You still out there? You got something you want to comment on that?
Summer's mic is still open.
Hello, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, who is it?
Yeah, this is Glenn on the... I wanted to comment about, I seen on there they had people asking about what's grudge racing. My comment on that is grudge, I've been reading all of this on the site and everything, on Yellow Bullet and all the other sites. Grudge racing then turned to class racing. It ain't grudge racing no more like in the from the 60s and 70s when, somebody built a car, somebody else built a car. And it didn't matter what kind of motor they had or what kind of tires they had. It was a real grudge race. Well, now you got G-bodies, you got 28s, you got 29s. Somebody, they don't want to run you if you got 31 10-5Ws and they got 28s. It's class racing. It ain't grudge racing. I just wanted to kind of bring that up, see what anybody thought about that.
Okay, so... What do you think can be done about it? What is from your perspective, your opinion about what do you think some of the solutions can be to might help it? Since you know that that's the way it is today, because in the end, I look at it like this: I agree with what you're saying about the 5.5s and about the G body. Yeah, that's happening. The 28, 29, the G body, that's happening. It's not gonna go away. Don't look
If we're gonna do all of that, then. We need to have, you can't call it grudge racing no more because it ain't really grudge racing.
Let me ask you this. If two guys take away the tire size, let's just say they got the same tire size. Two guys decide that they want to run each other. So whatever, bragging rights, a couple hundred dollars or whatever. If they go line up and race, and bet their little money on the side, is that a grudge race or not?
Well, I guess in a way you could say it is. But, you would have to the tire size, to me, none of the – I had a street car. I raised grudge cars with, I got an actual race car now, not a street. I had a pretty quick street car. 8 years ago, it's like one of the fastest street cars around. But the thing about it is the tire size shouldn't matter because ET if you're pretty running pretty close to this guy, the tire size won't even matter. It's at the end of the track, it's gonna matter ET and mile per hour. So the tire size, motor size, none of that matter. I mean, I got a small block, and I done whip plenty of big blocks.
So you think people are just scared to race now more,
yeah,
or you think they're worried about the money?
The money probably got a lot to do with it. Don't want to lose their money. If you're scared to lose your money, you don't need to be grudge racing.
Yeah,
you need to go bracket race or something if you're scared to lose your money. And you ain't gonna win them all.
You're right. I agree with you on that. You ain't gonna win them all. So, and a case like that, man, that's why sometimes you know some of the bets, you know, shouldn't be as high as they get sometimes because money is tight. I mean, but then on another hand, some people won't race you unless you're racing for a certain amount. And so sometimes they stop racing. So.
Some people do that. They'll make the pot $5,000-$6,000 just so they don't want to race you. So they'll bring the money way up. You know, you're like, no, I'll race you for $5,000, you know. But I don't know, we ain't racing unless it's for $5,000. Well, hell, to me, they scared to race it. If you want to take my $500 or my $1,000, I mean, I think you're scared to run anyway, so.
I hear you. We just got to keep on working on trying to encourage that. But each and every car owner or person, spokesperson for that car, I mean, you know, they're going to do what they want to do, and that's the way it is. But as we promote these races, we just got to continue to try to get them to lock some in and put on a race.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I drove all the way. I'm from Louisiana. I drove to Hattiesburg running my truck on motor. I couldn't get a race. You know, I didn't have any nitrous on it, so the other guys didn't want to take theirs off. I mean, they thought I was friends. No, I didn't. I made a blank trip out there.
You went all the way to Hattiesburg and couldn't get a race, and you was on motor? You got guys down there with shooting and wouldn't
block,
get you that?
Small block on motor. Had a guy with a big block. He didn't want to take his nitrous off.
Sometimes a guy don't want to take nothing off, but you couldn't talk him into kind of give you a little something. He wouldn't do that, or you wouldn't do
that? He just pulled off. He didn't want to talk about it. But,
yeah.
I mean, I got nitrous on it now. So when I go back down there next time, I should be able to get something.
Yeah.
But, I'll be trying to make my way up there towards y'all in, probably pretty soon, end of October.
Yeah. Well, come on down. You know, you got a race at the end of October. You got one at the middle of November. You got one at the first of December. So you got right down at Ivanhoe. You got three shots before the end of the year. What happened this weekend? I'm helping. Somebody must be close by a computer where I can hear myself.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, glad to come on, man.
All right, man. On Grudge, the Grudge website, I'm number one gangster love on there.
Number one gangster love. Okay. What kind of truck you got?
A little 76 love with a small block, one kit.
A 76. Oh man, I got somebody might be looking for you, man. I'm one of them guys gonna ask because he gonna ask about what size tire you got. I know you say it don't matter, but that's just the language people talk now.
Yeah, what size tires he got? I mean, I could change my tires. I got 31 10.5Ws on it right now, but I mean, I could put 28s on it and tune it.
He got 10.5s on it. He got 29 with true 10s on
29?
It.
29.
Yeah, with true 10s on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can throw some of them on there.
Well, he on there listening, and I don't know if he's gonna push the one, but he know what I'm talking about. But. You just told him what you got a small block on one gun, so.
Yeah.
And you said you don't matter. You're going to run a big block, so I don't know. I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking for him, but he can push the one button because you said you were looking to come this way. And
it'll be towards the end of October.
If he don't want to talk, that's on him. Hey, but who we got on there? Just hang around, man. Glad you're on, man. Just hang around. Feel free anytime to talk. Who we got?
Am I still online?
Yes, Tony, your mic is open. Tony Thorne, your mic is open.
Okay. Hey, Tony, what's going on? Y'all want somebody to ask this question and answer about promoters?
Huh?
Y'all want some questions answered about promoters?
Yeah. Alicat wants to address something. Alicat,
your mic is still open. Go ahead, Tony.
Is he on mute?
I'm still here.
Alley Cat could be on mute, but his mic is open.
Well, let me start off with some of this stuff that's going on with this racing while I'm here. There's a difference between people that promote races and people that rent tracks and put races on. Which one do y'all want to start with?
The biggest difference, what the concern is this. If a promoter go out promoting this, if I work for a track, from my perspective, if I work for a track and I go out and I try to get people to come to that track, I'm promoting for that track. However you look at it, I'm out there trying to draw business up for this event, even though I might get paid about an hour or about a night, but if I'm out there trying to get people to come to that track, myself, that's promoting because I'm talking for a track. So, Atticat might have something he might want to do. I'm just saying, I mean, which I don't see nothing wrong with it. To me, it's just promoting.
Let me explain what's going on at Denton Dragway out here in Denton, Texas. The guy that just bought the track is a new owner of the track. He called me up and asked if I could get Tony Brown to come to this blood race. I said, yeah, I'll try to do that. Well, I made that happen. I talked to Summer two or three times and told her, all I was doing was getting Tony Brown and some grudge racers to come to Denton Racetrack that the owner wants to come. Other than that, I don't want involved with it. I don't want involved with anything she was doing or anything, she's done in the past. She understood that. Well, in the meantime, I told her I didn't want involved with, her and the truck owner and how much money she's going to pay. And I don't have anything to do with that. If y'all want to call me a promoter, call me a promoter. But people are sick of the promoters and people that want to track around here.
Tony, hold on, Tony. Something's happening in the background. We can't hardly hear what you're saying. Somebody got a mic open, a lot of noise. I think people want to hear what Tony's saying, but I'm not able to really make out exactly what he was saying. So,
Tracy, hold on just a second. Right now, the mics that I have open, were yours, Tony Thorne's, Alley Cat's, and Summer's. Tony Thorne just dropped off, though. So maybe he'll call back and put his hand back up.
Okay, yeah, Carl. I couldn't hear what he was saying, and so maybe he'll call back.
I do have a couple of hands up, though, Tracy.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Elvin, your mic is open.
What's going on, Trey Style?
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
Yeah, this your frat brother, man, Fuller.
What's up, Kevin Fuller? What's going on?
I told you I was going to promise you I'll call tonight because I'm trying to get into racing like you, but I know I'll never do that with some of the records you have. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. We just out here trying to make some sense out of this promoting game, or what's promoting, if promoters good for the game or not good for the game. And, people have different perspectives about it. We're just trying to shed some light on it and trying to come to one common denominator that we all, how they look at it. We're trying to bring action in our area for these tracks and the spectators. And
okay.
That's what we're working on.
I would be remiss before I get off if I didn't ask you, what is grudge racing?
What is grudge racing? Fuller, look at it like this here. Say, for instance, you were in high school. You and two guys, y'all had cars that y'all thought was fast. And you thought you were out running from light to light, and y'all bet $20 on it. If y'all bet $20 and y'all race from light to light, y'all grudge.
Wow.
Same thing about going to these tracks around here. People go to these tracks, put on these grudge races. These people are going to these tracks. They're not racing for free. They actually bet a little wages on the side. If they bet a little wage on the side, that is a grudge race.
That's a grudge. Wow. Tell me the safety. Tell me a little bit about the safety aspects for drug racing.
Well, as far as the safety aspect, well, the big thing about grudge racing actually most of the time back in the day started on our street. We used to grudge race on the streets a lot. So if things got dangerous and, you know, people started getting away from the street because the law started getting bad and started getting tickets and impounding cars and stuff like that. So people, tracks start being a little bit more linear and allowing people to come gather at the track and try to do the same thing because it was safer than doing it on the street. So now we come to the track and do the same thing that we're doing on the street, people bet. It's not like you go to a bracket race where people have to run a certain time or put a certain time on the one to pay $55 or $65 to get in a certain class and run for the track, put up $1,000, $800, whatever. This year you pay an entry fee to get in, you find your man, and you try to make some action, and you try to go get it on. It's a grudge.
Right. Well, see, I know you travel the country, and when you do come back to the capital city of Austin, I want to ask you now, what is the best city that have hosted a grudge race?
Man, that's kind of hard to say what's the best city, because I'm partial to the state of Texas. Right now, I say the state of Texas has hosted the best grudge race. I'm partial to the state of Texas, and I'm going to ride with that, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to let another caller or callers get on the air, and it's been much obliged.
Okay, man, glad you came in. Feel free anytime. Who we got
up there next? That's a big 10-4.
All right.
Have a great show.
Hey, you too, man. Next call.
Tony, your mic is back open.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you.
Attacat, get Attacat back on call. I don't want to be heard. I don't want to go out of here today.
Alley Cat's mic is still open.
Is it on?
As far as I can tell, he is. Alley Cat,
okay,
if you're on, unmute your phone.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Alley Cat's on the phone.
I apologize, man. I was still at work. Yeah, man, we seem to have a problem. Everybody's not understanding about this here promoter. They say that we don't need promoters. And there's only one guy that's stirring up all the shit, and that's the ghost. But I'm trying to see, why is it okay for you to be a hype man or promoter, whether you work for the track or not? You still a promoter. Why is it okay for you to do it?
Let me explain to you how my part started out down here in Denton, Texas. The guy that bought the track is a good friend of mine. He called me on the phone one day and asked if I could get Tony Burns to come to the October 27th race. I said I'll get a hold of him and ask him. That's how I got started in this race. Summer called me on the phone and asked him what was going on. I told Summer that whatever was going on, the only thing I had to do with was getting Tony Brown to this track. And, you know, and anything that had to do with the track owner and her was none of my business. Now, if y'all want to call me a promoter or whatever you want, yeah, I'm promoting races. But, you know, there's a difference between a person that promotes a race and a person that rents the track and puts on a race.
Okay. Well, then we don't know. We don't know everybody's legal business. We don't know everybody's legal business. The only thing we know is the surface part is that you are the hype man, you are the spokesman for North Star, and you're going to be the spokesman for 2013.
Whatever the ghost is saying, it has nothing to do with me and none of my opinions.
Well, he said we don't need promoters.
That's his opinion. If you want to know my personality, what a good promoter is a guy that goes out from shop to shop, from race car to race car, all year long, talking to them and knowing the people and knowing they're going to come. But a promoter that puts a race on and gets it to the pace packed and not have a race run, which I've been to three of them this year, not one grudge race. That's a bad promoter. Do you got a disagreement with that? You got agreement with that? If you want to talk about promoters?
No. I mean, you know, we all have bad shows every now and then. It ain't a perfect world.
You got that right.
It ain't a perfect world.
I'm not working for Denton Dragway. I'm not getting paid a dime from Denton Dragway. My job was to get Tony Bynes down here to do some grudge racing.
Why don't you promote HMP track?
Hey, I come to HMP track this year and ran, buddy. I mean, if you're calling yourself a promoter, you have never called me in your lineup.
Tony.
What?
Tony, I done talked to you two or three times, and you lied to me two or three times to say that you was coming, and you never came to my event. You came to Tracy's event, but you never came to my event, and I done talked to you two or three times.
I've come to three events up there. I don't know who they are.
They wasn't mine.
I came to three events up there. I came to three Chains of Hill races up there.
No, not mine. I ain't ever seen you or seen you one of mine.
Well, I got on here the other day and I asked, you know, who you was and what car you had. I don't know. I don't know too many people in Houston. I hear names and I hear this, and, you know, I'm a straight up
man.
I don't know. I'm not known a land of somebody. Hello? Can you still
I'm
hear me?
To you.
But,
yeah.
You know,
I don't know why.
I'm a drag racer. I'm a racer. That's what I am. I don't want to be called a promoter. I just want to race.
Oh, okay.
That's all I want to do. The gentleman that bought Denton Dragway, him and Summers, has nothing to do with me. You know, and I told somebody I didn't want Bible none of that.
Right.
You know, she called me a couple times. I told her to call Jean. Don't call me. I'm not one involved. I don't. I'm not involved with it, and I don't hope there's any hard feelings between me and her, because I did nothing.
Well, you know, the topic is, do we need promoters? One guy out of a million say, no, we don't need a promoter, but, which is a ghost. But somebody come to you that bought the track, he needs you to speak for him to get his track moving. So he really needs you, I guess, then.
Well, he needs all the racers. He needs all the racers, and you need all the racers. And, you know, that's all there is to it. I mean, every track needs all the racers. There's too many tracks is the main biggest problem. There's four or five right here in Dallas, you know, it's killing each other.
Yeah.
And my biggest hardship about drag racing is, you know, my whole big problem with drag racing is, you know, you go out there, you pack the stands, you pack the place to the mat, and you go up there and race. Well, these tracks, to me, should scratch your back if you scratch their back. You know, it's just like you come up there to race me, or I go down there to race you, and it fills the stands, and the guy walks out of there with 120,000 miles, and I get laughing at you. I'm sick of that.
Yeah.
And evidently, you got a big name up in Houston. You're doing fine up in Houston. I mean, I don't know if you're renting the track or helping the track. I don't know. It's none of my business either. But, you know, a guy renting a track and putting a show on shouldn't be classified as a promoter.
Yeah.
I may be wrong. That's just my opinion. I'm not the smartest racer. But all I'm saying is I'm a drag racer, and all I want to do is race. If my buddy wants me to call a couple people that he don't know nothing about, which he knows them now, he's got their phone numbers now, he can handle that stuff himself. Denton Dragway is not trying to step on anybody's toes, but the guy don't want his toes stepped on either.
Let me say something. Tony, since you brought that up, not want to step on nobody's toes, the guy don't want to step on nobody's toes, I'm kind of confused. Now you confused me with that one. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say this because you said it, the guy didn't want to step on nobody's toes.
Exactly.
We backed off a race because we stepped on somebody's toes when we got October the 27th. We found out that we stepped on somebody's toes because the night that it happened, I was told it wasn't nobody. Summer called me, and she was upset about it, And I thought about it because I speak on a trying not to stack a race on top of nobody. So I moved off of that race way to December the 1st to get away from everybody to make sure that I didn't come on top of nobody. And then come to find out, Summer said that that was her race and she'd been working hard on it and it had been on the board for a while. And then they like Summer now is calling foul because she no longer have a race. And so I kind of, they kind of confused me a little bit.
Like I said, I don't know the circumstances of Summer. I told Summer to work that out with Gene. You know, but my understanding is Gene didn't approve what how much money she wanted. That's all I know.
Well, Summer's on here. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that. I wondered when you said that he don't want to step on the track. Owner didn't want to step on nobody. I guess he on the track. I guess he really not stepping on nobody. He I guess whatever agreement they had, that's their business. I guess it just didn't work out with that.
Yeah, I'm glad Summer rented the track. You know, I don't know Summer's agreement up there. I've heard the Summer put the first race on up there, done real good. Got, you know, didn't have to pay out, didn't come back to second race. The turnout was down, they brought him back to third race and paid her, you know, a little bit more money, my understanding. And, you know, and that's how I started off. I don't know if it's how you say it's Summer's race. Summer didn't rent the track.
Because the flyer that went out said Grudge Wars 4, if I'm mistaken, and Grudge Wars 4. And correct me if I'm wrong. Grudge Wars 4, if I ain't mistaken, Summer said that's her.
That's what she says, yeah. That's her.
Summer's still on the line. I'm just trying to get clarification on what happened about this deal, and the owner said he wasn't going to step on nobody, and Summer kind of said something a little different. I don't know what it was, but I thought Grudge Wars 4 was Summer.
Summer is on the line, and her mic is still open. Summer, your mic is open.
So Texas Grudge Wars 4 belongs to Little Money and myself. We created it in the beginning after sitting out a year. We booked it with North Star. We kept it there. We did it there because we really like Larry and Nick, and we wanted to help the track. The track was floundering. They were doing what they could, but they just wasn't getting the Grudge up there, the big index, and making it a full event that was good for everyone, including family. If we probably started out all on the wrong foot. I assumed, and I should not have assumed, that Gene was informed what Texas Grudge Wars 4 is. Obviously, he wasn't. I talked to Tony, and when things started happening and I was finding out about them, Tony was asked by Gene to go get Grudge Racers and get Tony Bynes. That's fine. Tony and I got no problem between each other. Gene, on the other hand, when I took him the paperwork in writing, had everything right there in the meeting. If he had said, I don't want to pay this, I'm not paying, I don't want this event, I want to do my own and do something else, then it would have stopped right there. And I would have been personal enough to say thank you, you have a nice day. Take Texas Grudge Wars and go on. But you can't use the Texas Grudge Wars logo or the name, and the personality and the characteristic of the event is, you know, and keep it for your own. That goes with us to book somewhere else, which we have done March the 23rd, 2013. We have been booked at another track. My 30%, yes, it's out there, but when you book an event, most people get 50%. I worked with the track. If the track had an off night, we didn't mind. I felt blessed to get what I got. Nobody knows actually what we got in between, but when they did pay us good, I felt blessed. I'll work with them. I'm not going to stand there and go, no, I want every single dime. I don't do that. I do have an investment, They think promoters don't have an investment. Yes, they do. They have their time. They're 24/7 for the racers. All the questions, they take all that burden off the track. They can't answer those questions and don't know who they are. Tony's doing what he was asked to do by the track. I have now, Little Money and I have moved on. And we're going to go to another track next year with our March date that we've had the last 2 years. And just, and Gene and Tony, they may have some good ideas for the track. Input of ideas is good to make it better on the event, but to take and turn the whole structure around is not us. It's better that we take what people know us by and go away with it and keep it as we know. When those racers come to the gate and they say this is an event, then they know what to expect when they show up. So, no, Tony and I don't have a problem, but Tony is a promoter. He's helping the track by going on that board and talking smack and pushing the buttons and making those phone calls. That's what a promoter does. Now, if somebody doesn't feel the same way,
well, Tony, you know, I don't even answer that, I guess he answered it, but you know, like he said, it was his opinion.
I agree with her. I agree with her. I'm a promoter now. But she got to agree with me because I told her right off the first of Matt that I didn't want to run with all that. All my job was to do is get Tony Bynum down to the grunt race. Right, Summer?
I didn't understand what you said.
I said when all this started, my job was to get Tony Bynum down here to grudge race, right?
And other grudge racers, yes. You were to get grudge racers to the track. You talked to Tony Bynum at Mississippi.
And everything, as far as I knew, was going to stay the same as it was that you had it, right?
It was supposed to, but it didn't. Things started changing. The characteristics started changing. That is what we disagree with. So we took Texas Grudge Wars and walked away. Wasn't because of the 30%. It's because it's not our event any longer. By the time we thought it over, all we were going to be doing was standing around twiddling our thumbs.
Summer, what characteristic changed?
All the classes changed.
The 580 class is still there, right?
Now, I didn't have a 580 class.
What class did you have?
We started with a 530. Gene changed it with a better idea. I agreed with him.
How many cars did you have in the 530 class the last race?
That's why I'm saying Gene changed it for the better to a 550, then he decided a 560. There's a lot more cars that can fit that. Okay, that's fine. First thing he did was drop the 7.0 class. Right there, at my last event, you dropped 20 cars.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's up. I did recommend Gene paying $5,000 to win in the 275 drag race. Yes, I did. That was your point.
You said. What the heck is that?
Go ahead on. That's somebody that keep talking. Let me mute my mic off. I'm outside and that joking ass making somebody alarm went off and the machine I hit. Yeah.
Mute your phone for a second, Tracy. Go ahead, Summer.
Okay, you upped the money for the 275 class. That's fine. With a 32 car. With a 32 car minimum. That's great. We did that back in March. Didn't work for us. That's why. But if it works for you, that's great.
Yeah, it didn't work for Crandall either.
Huh?
It didn't work for Crandall either. It hasn't worked, period.
32 cars, it just doesn't. But in turn, when I keep those cars, those classes in between, keep that track moving, keep that crowd moving. It brings other people. But that's just the way I structure my event. And I'll continue to do my event that way. But when those classes all got changed and dropped and turned around, and then there was no payout going to the other classes, that's not going to work with us. We actually put money in for the racers. Now, you talk about my 30%. What do you think comes out of that?
Wait a minute. I haven't said one thing about 30%. That's, I told you the very first day I talked to you, that's none of my concern, none of my business. I hope you the best. Did I not say that?
Yeah.
Well, don't put me at 30% today because I have nothing to do with that 30%.
But that's fine. All Gene had to do was say, nope, I do not agree with that. He held it in. I knew something was wrong when I left there, so I emailed him. And then I realized what had happened. We both made two major mistakes. One, he didn't explain what he was upset about. Two, I didn't say Texas Grudge Wars is actually a booked event. And I even said, Nick must not have told you that. Because all we can do is take it and walk away. Y'all want to go with a different structure, Gene does, and you want to do it your way, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. Little Money don't have a problem with that. We're going to move on. And then you, the way yours is structured right now, it goes towards the grudge racing.
That's what
grudge
we want to do. We want a grudge race. We want to put some money on top of our grudge races. We want to put the biggest grudge races on in the world next year. We're going to have four grudge races next year, and they're going to top any of them in the world.
That's good. That's great for grudge. But I have an overall event that appeals to all forms of racers, all styles. If you're grudge, I cater to all of them. They're all important. Bracket racing, we just don't allow throttle stops. Yeah, they got to do it on their own. We have the ends up racing.
I agree with that. I got 10 customers. That's all I do.
And you know, but there's no hard feelings between us at all.
Exactly. Like I tell you, I don't want no hard feelings. I don't want to battle with it. But I am a grudge racer, and just like I told Tom about a while ago, I'm a racer. Y'all can call me a promoter all you want, but I'll tell you right now, I am sick of going to these big grudge races and not seeing nobody grudge race. They talk all this shit, and they get to these grudge races, and they don't race nobody.
In the last
two events there in Dallas, Texas, I think I'm the only one that ever raced anybody.
Tony, in March, we had several grudge races.
You did?
They ended up late. They ended up, some of them were late getting up there.
That's right. You can't control that, can you?
Huh?
You cannot control that, can you?
You can't control grudge racers all the time. Just because you say they need to be in the lanes at 9 o'clock, there's no guarantee that may happen. Something may happen along the way.
Let me ask you, what happens when the track closes? They all go to dog in that track, don't they? They've been up since 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They close at 2 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock at night, and they ain't raced nobody. And then they're going around cussing these tracks. Well, you got a curfew. We can't grudge race here because you got a curfew. Well, that's a bunch of bullshit. You had no intentions of racing anybody in the first place if you want to wait to midnight and not race somebody.
Well, they got their races in, but we kept the track open. It was there for them. When they stopped coming to the lanes, they knew that's when we closed the track. So we did it by the way they wanted to do it. You're saying you can keep complete control of all the racers and make them happen.
Oh, no, I can't keep control of nothing. But
you can't control these grudge racers all the time.
Now you can't. You can't control them. You're exactly right. But the only problem is there ain't nobody grudge racing.
We just had it where it was there for the ones that wanted to race. That's all I needed to do for them. I'd run them in between the classes. I didn't make them hold up. When the class ended, they're ready to go. They go.
Wait a minute, Summer. Did you understand what you just said? You just had the grudge racers there in case they wanted to race. Your race is called Grudge Race 4 or something, or Grudge Race or something. I don't know the name of it. Did you understand what you just said?
I'm saying their time was there. They had their time to do what they wanted. They knew the track was theirs. As soon as the classes ended, it was all theirs. There was no test and tune, no interfering. It was 100% theirs. In between the classes, when they would get ready, they would come up as a pair and say, "We're ready to race." We'd run them through. We didn't make them hold up. As soon as that class ended, they're ready to go. That's the best you can do when you've got a large event. But you're restructuring to where it's mostly grudge, so you're going to have more grudge in the lanes and doing stuff. I agree to that.
Yeah. Well, I see both y'all kind of saying sort of the same thing, but I guarantee you, just like anything else, all you can do is go out and do your best to try to put an event on and try to invite grudge racers to your race. There's no guarantee those races are going to go down. But with that being said, we got some more hands up. Guys, some people have been waiting out and they want to talk. So if we're going to go to the mic, who we got, Jen?
Glassman, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Hey, what's happening, man?
Man, here's my concern. What is going to guarantee the promoters out of the stands or the towers? I'm sorry?
I didn't quite understand you. Say it again. I didn't quite understand what you said.
I said, what is going to guarantee the promoters out of the towers while the grudge event is happening?
I don't go up in a tower where the grudge race going on because I don't want nobody to say I'm up in a tower looking at times and stuff like that. So I will not go up in a tower, and I don't think it's a good idea for no one, whether you call yourself a promoter or whether you call yourself helping a friend out or whatever, I just don't think it's a good idea to go up in the tower. Even if you go up in the tower and you're not doing nothing, that word going to be put out on you that you are doing something, and it's hard to get that word off. Me, myself, speaking for myself, I won't go up in the tower during that event when something's going on like that. I mean, I just don't want to do that. I don't want to be put in that position.
I got you. Now, we've got some grudge racers down here that don't want to attend certain events because of that reason itself. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, I got friends that will give me the shirts off their backs. If you see what I'm saying, you know. And, you know, I think, you know, that, you know, we need to feel secure that, you know, that nobody, promoter/grudge racers or whoever, is going to keep their asses out of the tower. You follow what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm not singling nobody out. You know, a certain grudge racer down here, you know, has had a certain problem with that before. Like I said, you know, I'm not pointing fingers at nobody. I just want, you know, the guys down here that's concerned about it and the no-namers that are on the website, you know, that are not man enough to put their name on it, you know, I figured that, you know, I would be man enough to call the show and, you know, see with whoever's going on the event is, you know, how we're going to guarantee that they are going to be out of the towers, period.
That's a good question, Chad.
You know,
that's a good question.
You know, and here's the deal. You know, with all the rumors are going on, and, you know, a good friend of mine that has had that happen to them in the past, you know, not up in Dallas, but at another track, you know, if I would have known that and heard the rumors, you know, and the promoters or whoever they are that, you know, want to call themselves, you know, they need to, you know, come up with a way to guarantee the ease, you know, the grudge racers that, you know, that are not going to attend because of that fact. So.
That's a good question. It's a pretty valid point. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but the people who promote these races and the people who talk for these tracks, I mean, Chad just put a very important statement out there. Like I say, you read it on the board, and it makes people kind of leery if you're trying to get racers to come place and they think that you have somebody that's down with the event going up in the tower, whatever. So I don't have an answer for you. I wish you addressed it. If you have a certain person that you need to address it to, maybe, you know, people can kind of keep an eye on that person who had that reputation. I don't know.
I called that certain person and asked them to get on the show, speak their mind. Like I said, it's not my place, and I'm not throwing nobody up under the bus. You know, HMP is my hometown track, and I feel comfortable there because it is my track. You know, but when you're going out of town and you're hearing rumors, you know what I mean? You want whoever is, you know, running that deal to pretty much guarantee us to, you know, not get timed out. So anyhow, like I said, you know, I spoke my piece. So
yeah, I heard you spoke your piece, but we ain't really got nowhere. Let me say this, man. I appreciate you bringing that up, but you said that you asked somebody to get on the show, and you don't want to throw them on the bus. So,
no.
I mean, when you said you asked somebody to get on the bus and you don't want to put rumors out there, so are you speaking from a rumor or are you speaking from a fact?
No. I am speaking from a fact.
I'm going to ask you this. This is my opinion, the way I feel about the grocery thing. When you're speaking from a fact, don't you think it's only right to put it out there if you know a fact? That this certain individual is, you know what, do you think it's right for the grudge world to know that, hey, this person here has a reputation or have been seen to be in the tower during a grudge event? So how will we know? We might be walking into a snake's den.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, you know, like I said, you know, I don't feel, you know, that it's my place to throw him under the bus. I tell you what, since when the radio show's over with, you call me personally, and I'll let you know who the person is, and we can kind of get to the bottom of this. So.
You think that's me? I mean, I hear what you're saying. So you're putting it back on me, you're asking, right? Is that what you're saying? You're putting it back on me to bring it out to the right world?
Yeah, I am.
So what I'm saying is this. You asked the person to come on the show, and they didn't come on the show. Well, I tell you, I don't know the person. I don't have a clue. Do you feel like calling the person right now, getting him on the line?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I tell you what. I'm just gonna throw him up under the bus. You know, Javier. That's you know, he had that happen to him.
I think the race world want to know about it because we try to keep our time as secret as we can. But if it's somebody that know got knowledge going to the tower, man, I think, you know, that we would want to know.
I understand that. So, like I said, you know, but, you know, me, you know, I've got two races locked in, so I've got to go. You know, if I didn't have these races locked in, you know, it's more of a pride thing for me, you know, because I don't want to pay no park out money. But like I said, you know, whoever's throwing on a certain event, you know, needs to come up with a way to where everybody is satisfied to guarantee that this problem will not occur.
Can I say something?
So, sure.
Is my mic open?
Yes, Emma, go ahead.
Okay. No matter how hard we try at these events, it has happened to me at our event. I didn't know it until I got a call later and heard what happened to a racer from Houston.
Well, no, I don't think that was, it wasn't a true event.
No, it wasn't the same one. It's not the same one you mentioned.
Okay.
It's totally different. I was heartbroken, pissed off, couldn't believe it, because when I go to the tower, I don't even go up in the tower. Nick and I had an agreement. I'd go to the stairwell, and whatever I needed, he would drop to me over the side, whether it be money or anything. I'm the one that don't know what most of these cars run. I want to be the one out there watching them and yelling and jumping up and down. We don't want to know what they run. Sometimes we're stuck going to the tower. We don't have a radio, but we've come up with different ways. When this next event was coming up, it happened to another racer here. I think it's the one in July, which wasn't my event. It was the track event. I didn't know about that till I read about it. But the thing, we try to do what we can, and sometimes the slips at the other end get mixed up. I've had that happen where they hand them the wrong slip, or they didn't know to cut them in half. They got confused. It happens at that ticket booth. It could, at the tower, I don't allow printouts. The only printout, should, if there's going to be one or needs to be one, would be of the class racers only. Nobody prints anything. Take a black screen, like a screen, and put it over the monitor. That way nobody can see what it is. You can't shut a monitor off when they're running the track in the tree. And where'd all the noise go?
Tony Thorne dropped off. You're still open. Tony Thorne dropped off.
So we try to do what we can, but like everybody says, there's not a perfect world. Somehow somebody's going to get past somebody. And it just disgusts me. But I had talked to Nick before this event, in fact, the March event, and told him heads were going to be rolling. I hear of anybody getting anybody's times, we're all going to war up here, and we're going to bring the crew in. We're all going to talk to them. Don't even be talking about it on the radios to each other, because radios tell all also. And a lot of people don't notice that. One may say, oh, damn, he ran such and such. Did notice that his mic was open and he just told the whole track, you know. So it's not always just in your camp where people slip up or say it and somebody hears it. It's the radio. It's the ticket booth. It's the tower's responsibility. You've got to do what you can to make it right as much as possible.
Okay, all right. We got to work on that, man. I hope we can make some sense, and maybe the individual who it is, people can be on the lookout for us. I guess I'm going to have to call Glass Man and find out, because, you know, hey, I'd like to know, because when I put on an event, I wouldn't want nobody going up in the tower, just like I don't feel like nobody else wants anybody going up in the tower, too. We got to do the best we can to try to protect that all that's going to do in the long run is kill grudge races. Anybody, we got a lot of hands up. We're going to go to the line and see who else got something to say.
Tracy, we have a lot of hands up. So as we start opening up your mics, be considerate of the time frame, you know, that we are on a time show here, and then I've got a lot of hands up. So I'm going to open up Lorenzo. Your mic is open.
Hey, how's it going, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. I just wanted to address Summer. Summer, you have stepped on some toes, because you actually stepped on my toes when I was doing my 7-0 thing. I started something to pull the kids off the street, and a lot of other racers came into doing it, which was a streetcar class, and you started this outlaw 7-0 stuff, which I felt was wrong to do, because we already had some going, and like I've been saying, the track needs to give back to the cars. I had the track giving me $1,000. I wasn't making a dime, 0%. And if you want to do something with 7-0, I feel like you should have came to me and said, hey, can you bring your 7-0 class up and run in my event instead of just starting a 7-0 outlaw class? All this wouldn't be going on, because it's like everyone trying to step on everybody's feet to try to do something. You see something good going, you want to jump on the bandwagon and try to do the same thing. If you want to do grudge wars, fine, do the grudge wars. I wasn't a promoter. I just had a class that I was running. I help anybody to try to do an event.
The 7-0 class I was doing was not anything like the one you were doing.
But you shouldn't even start the 7-0 period. I already had it going. It wasn't even thought of in Dallas. It wasn't even going on, period.
These classes that I started, or that we started we were asked for by the racers. They come to us and put it and say, if we get enough voice for it, that's what we do.
Okay, at that point, you should have contacted
me. I'm not stepping on your toe if I'm not having the race on top of your 7-0 race. If Redline's having a 7-0 race on the same day that I have an event or I'm having a race, I'm not going to do the same class he's doing at Redline.
You've done the same thing because I've had the problem happen when I had the 7-0 race at Redline. They had that den at the same time.
I didn't know anything about that.
Okay, we're still period. Why would you start a 7-0 class when there was one already going?
The racers come to us and ask for it.
Okay. Now, why you didn't just say, well, it's one already going. Let me bring him in the picture instead of just starting another class and spoiling something that was good. I had the track giving $1,000 that was going directly to the racers. And what were you giving the racers for running the 7-0 class?
$1,000 to the winner, and we paid down in slots.
That is not true. Racers came to me and said they raced for their own entry fee money.
No, we don't. We've never done that. I don't like that. I don't like paying the track 20% to race. I don't do it.
I didn't pay the track anything to race. All I had to do was bring the show down, and the track was giving me the money to pay the races.
How am I going to pay down slots if I've got a 12-car minimum, 1,000 paying out, and I'm paying runner-up, semis, and quarters, or down to semis? They're not running for their money.
Back to what I said, why would you start a 7-0 class when there was already one going on? Just like you said, they're stepping on your feet with this grudge race on the 27th. That's the same way I feel about you starting a 7-0 class when I already had it going on.
Because the racers came to us and asked us to.
Okay, well, why you didn't just step up?
And the 6-0.
And the who?
And the 6-0.
I didn't have anything to do with 6-0. I said 7-0. 6-0 was whatever. I had the 7-0
going. I'm saying that they came to us about both of them.
Okay, well, if you knew 7-0 was already going on, what was not wrong with you incorporating me in or letting me know, hey, these guys want to run 7-0? And so just going on this
form, y'all. None of the tracks can have the 7-0 class except you.
I didn't have a problem with bringing the 7-0 class there. We would travel to tracks. I had a deal with Kennedale. I had a deal with Redline. I could have made a deal up there also. I wasn't even asked or inquired about it. It just started. And I felt like my feet were stepped on at that point. 7-0 hadn't even been ran around Dallas, period.
Redline's got one going now. Are you the one running the one at Redline now?
No, I bagged down and quit because like I said, you spoiled the class when you started this outlaw 7-0 stuff.
Oh.
We had rules and everything in effect.
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
we
now you know
why. All the rules.
Okay, like, why would you even start a class if it's something already going? Let them, people were billing cars for the class by the rules.
Then if they want to go by the rules, they run in your class. If they want to run outlaw, they run in when we have one.
Why start an outlaw class when you already have a 7-0 class, period? Why you want to break the cars up?
Lorenzo,
one class, it does up and keep going.
Lorenzo, Summer, hold on just a second. Tracy, we've got a lot of hands up here.
Yeah, we've got a lot of hands up here.
That may be a conversation that Lorenzo and Summer want to carry on, you know, between themselves. That seems like
an issue. Yeah, go ahead on. Yeah, we've got a lot of hands. I want you to get to the caller.
Scooby, your mic is open.
I was down here on the coaching hall. I was doing a lot of little grudge things, and I was putting on that one track, you know, getting the people out. And the guy on the track come to me, and we had an outstanding crowd, you know, once a month. So, you know, when I thought about expanding, going around the other tracks, because I had guys coming from other areas supporting this event. So, you know, when I wanted to reach out to other tracks to, you know, move the event around, have it on different days, the guy that I was doing with this other track, he got upset and dropped me from that track, you know, said that if I did it at another track, he didn't want nothing to do with it. So, you know, as me trying to be a, and it wasn't a money thing, you know, I was doing it because I love grudge racing. And he knew that when I come to a race, I bring a lot of people crowd because they know I'm going to race. So I'm just trying to see from y'all aspect, you know, was I wrong for trying to get the grudge thing out to different areas, you know, or what? Hello?
There are mics open. Would somebody like to address that?
If that was a question, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was saying that I do a lot of grudge races, you know, and I sort of promoting what it is that God knows that when I come to the race, I bring a lot of crowd with me and that I do racing. So he was like, hey, you want to do a grudge? You've been here once a month. And I was like, yeah. And, I mean, his track was crashing. I would come and pack it out. He'd make more money on that one night once a month than he'd make all his class. So at the same time, I was in the event of trying to move the event around to other tracks because I had other guys from different tracks coming to support this race. So I want to, you know, go up there and show them some support. Well, when I decided to, you know, have it on another night, not keep this same schedule, but schedule another race another night, the guy that I was doing it with at first got mad and said that if I took the event to another track, he didn't want nothing to do with it. So I was just trying to see, yeah, you know, was I wrong or what for trying to promote this grudge racing thing?
No, because you are promoting an event. You have the right to go where you want. And if a track in Oklahoma wants you, you've got the right to go there. If a track in Louisiana wants you, you've got the right to go there. But we stuck with Larry and Nick for 2 years because they were good to us. And that's the reason we were only at one spot. But now that it's changed, I will take it on the what's called on the road. It'll be at a different track in March. It may be at a different track in September. It's not going to be at the same track anymore. Now, that hurts somebody's feelings. I don't know what to say about that. It's a booked event. Mm-hmm. And if you're good at what you're doing, do it where you want to go.
Okay, and like you say, I was doing it. I wasn't doing it to make money, you know, and as you feel like it's a sort of, if I scratch your back, you scratch mine. But, you know, what he was giving me, it didn't, I mean, I would go out and go to get people to donate me dope prizes. I would give away stuff, you know, out of this, out of my own love of grudge racing. So, I mean, if anybody out there could, you know, give me some pointers or whatever, you know, I'd give you my contact number. But, you know, I'm just trying to keep the grudge thing because the closest show we have down here is Hattiesburg, Hood City. These here are just a couple of outlaw tracks that I do. But I do attend, you know, when I can, all over.
Yeah. No, that's good that you can take it on the road and go somewhere. There's a track here that would frown upon that.
Okay.
Back when we did the Back Half Outlaws, we did that for several years, and they didn't want us, didn't really like us booking anywhere else. But if we did agree not to do it like back to back, one day at one track or a week before or a week after. We backed it up to where it was a month or 2 months away from each other. We didn't, just put it right on top of our main track that we still did the race at.
Yeah. And, you know, the other track even agreed that they would shut down on the night that we had the event at his track, you know, and they was willing to work with him, but this guy, he really didn't want nothing to do with this other track.
See, the tracks here and the promoters like Tracy, Little Mac, Byron, myself, we all try to work together, and people don't see that between all of us. We support each other. We try to talk to the track about supporting each other. Texas Raceway is not going to hold an event on, you know, or anything big that costs a lot of money when we're having a big event. You can't blame them for that because, mm-hmm. you know, they might as well close up because they know where the crowd's going to be. We try to talk to the track. Don't step on another event. Don't do that. I'm not going to support that. Tracy, I called him. He fixed it for me. By God, I can tell you now that if I'd have known this was going to go this way, I'd give my right arm to let Tracy and them have that event on October the 27th. And by God, I'd be there with dancing shoes on. Because I blew, now I have blown that event for them by trying to hold on to my own. But tracks need to work together. Promoters need to work together. Respect each other. It's always respect. Don't burn the racers out. Don't confuse them. Let them go where they want to go.
Yeah. All right.
And yes, that's, you're that's doing right. a good thing.
Hey, that's right. I agree with you, Summer. I agree with you, Mick Clark. Hey, man, you know, we've had some good things, a lot of things hopefully coming out of this, but we got a lot of hands up that we're going to go to the line and give some of these other people a chance to talk. Who we got?
Will, your mic is open.
Hello.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm looking for Alicat.
Alicat's
is Alicat still on? Hey, Alicat, what day you say you wanted to lock in something?
Go ahead, Alicat. Alicat,
oh, he's quiet. Cat got his tongue. Oh, Alicat.
Hey.
Hey, what day you say you want to lock in something?
Who is it?
This Case Racer.
Case Racer?
Yes, sir. Case Racer.
Out of Houston?
Yeah, out of Houston.
When
your huckleberry? You say November the what?
17th. I wasn't on the phone.
Nope. November 17th?
Hell yeah, you there?
Yeah, let's lock it up.
Okay. What you got? Who is this here?
I didn't ask you what you got. I say just let's lock it up. You ain't got no car out there yet. I got a stock suspension
okay.
Mustang.
Okay. All right, then. Well, that's the best then. For your 105?
105.
Or 102? 500 on 2 or what?
That's a stock suspension Mustang.
Who the hell am I talking to?
You talking to Will with Case Racer.
Okay, well, come on in. Well, let's do it then. Let's do 500 on 2 since you say I ain't got a car.
We want that Nova. Your Nova ain't running?
Look, I keep telling y'all, I'm going to tell y'all again. I don't have the Nova. The Nova has been sold. It's gone. But y'all think y'all got me. So since y'all think y'all got me, let's lock this money.
We gonna lock it.
Okay.
We ain't got no problem with it.
500
so
on two?
We'll see you on the 17th. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay. What time? In the stage lane?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock?
That might be too late.
Too late for what?
Remember, it's November. It's November.
It's November, crazy man. God damn, are you a racer?
We'll do 8 then. Yeah, I'm a racer. You know how we do it.
Okay, 8 o'clock in the staging lane.
Yes, sir.
Anything else we need? Who going to DP man?
Yeah, they don't matter with them call case. So we'll see you there on the 17th at 8 o'clock.
Shit, I'll be there. You know that.
All right. Whistle race then.
You say you got a stock suspension Mustang. I didn't ask no more questions.
That's all you need to know. Oh, we do have a back end call.
I ain't got a problem with that. I ain't asking no more questions.
You what you bring? What are you
a
bringing?
A jet fighter. A jet fighter.
Oh. Okay,
a
we got
fighter.
We got one of them too.
Okay.
Whatever
right.
you bring, we got it.
All right, well, see, we ain't got to talk no more, man. I don't think we need now a DP man to do this right to make sure the money is good because y'all ain't gonna like it.
All right, we'll see you there. Somebody ain't gonna like it. I think last time you caught the shit in at a stick.
I done lost the phone.
All right. We're going to help you lose again.
That Just to let some people know, if you're on the internet, we might be losing you if you're on the internet. If so, we'll see you next time at the same place. But everybody that's on the line now, we're going to keep on going. I just want to let you know, the internet listeners, we might be losing you in a few seconds here. Go ahead. Y'all blue, we've got somebody on the line who want to talk. Got a lot of hands up. Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep calling in. It's the night. You know something, maybe you know something.
Okay, sound like that too. You want to go to the next call, Sharon?
Rich, your mic is open.
Hey, you doing, pretty girl?
Rich, okay, your mic is open.
What are you doing, pretty girl?
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's happening? Go ahead.
Hey, can y'all hear me? It's Reggie. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, I want to speak on about the promoting part. I believe that you have to have promoters, because other than that, whether it's done by a racer, a fan, a track owner, whoever it's done by, it has to be some promotion, because other than that, you can't get all the races at one spot on one accord. And the thing about it, that what Tony Thorne is doing it's a form of promotion. And whether he's getting paid or not is irrelevant. Hey, he's still promoting for that track. And with that being said, you know, him, that little issue that they had with him and Summers, they could have. To me, they should have been able to work that out with the track owner, Gene, whoever he is, and they could have still done all that together. But me myself, I love grudge racing. I like drag racing all together, but I love grudge racing. And you know, if I had my way, I would want an all out grudge event where there's no class racing, only grudge racing. But yeah. If something like that is to be done, somebody gotta. It has to be some promotion involved. And we do need promoters. And I've been watching these guys, Carolina, Georgia, for a lot of years. And I've always wondered, what if we can get these guys to come to Texas and find out who got the baddest or what? And that thing you did down at HMP, Tracy, it was beautiful. It was beautiful and That bringing all the states together, you can't beat it. I love it, and I want to see more of it. You know, you got guys that's going to be, huh?
Hold up. Yeah. Now, you're talking about bringing the East Coast to see who the baddest. We can't even find out who the baddest between Houston and Dallas right now.
Well, I understand that, Atticat. I hear what you're saying on that. And the thing about it, I know that you guys have came down here more than so the Dallas cars come to Houston. You know, I don't know what to say about that, but I understand that. But my whole thing is this extending outside of Dallas and Houston, state to state, getting multiple states and multiple cities within multiple states coming down. I think that's a major thing. And the way it went down at HMP, that's the biggest grudge races grudge race event that I've attended within the last 5 years, you know, and the fact to see Tony Bynes and them down here, I was loving it. You know, a lot of people hating on it. Ain't nothing to hate on. That was action. It was action out there. And I do agree that the racers need to get it on before it's time for the track to close, because you got fans on drove. Racers ain't the only one paying to get the races. Fans pay to get the races, too. People make 4-hour drives, 10-hour drives, $200-$300 to get there, and then, you know, hotel fees and whatever. These guys need to go lock up and go down through there. Hello?
I agree with you, man, and that's what we're going to continue to work on trying to do. And we got a lot of people that's willing to travel. And so, you know, hey, we got the people calling from different states. So we're going to go to the line, and I appreciate it, and keep bringing your input up. But we got a lot of hands, and they want to try to give everybody a chance to talk. Who we got next, Sharon?
Yeah, we still have a few lines open. But one thing that I do want to mention, you know, what he was talking about, that he really loved, you know, seeing Tony Bonds down here. You know, you got to give credit where credit is due. And, you know, when Tony Thor was on here talking about, you know, he went to Mississippi and that the owner wanted him to bring Tony Bonds here, you got to give credit where credit is due. And Tony Bonds originally coming to Texas for the very first time was all because of Tracy.
That's,
you know,
right. So, that's right.
So you got to give credit where credit is due.
Have,
you know, so it makes it a whole lot easier. You know, I'm not knocking what Tony Thorne is doing, but it makes it a whole lot easier when somebody else has already paved the path for you, you know, and
that's
you're just
right.
working, you know, for what they're doing. I just wanted to throw that in
no
there
doubt.
Real quick.
No doubt.
Cole Killer, your mic is open.
How y'all doing? I do want to say what's happening to Tommy Dog and all y'all. Keep up the good work.
What's up, Killer? What's happening?
What's going on?
Alicat
on there,
you still want him?
I don't want none of the problem. Tell Alicat I see what's happening. Give me a like that. What's going on, Cat?
What it is, Cold Killer?
Yeah.
How
what's going on, Alicat?
Man?
Oh, man, I've been
man,
all right. I've been
trying to call some
shit, you know? I've been coming on here week trying to holler at you, see what's happening with you. But you've been busy. So you're busy, man. What do you
take? I be working, man. A lot of times when the show be on, man. Sometimes I be in and out, you know.
Okay. Well, you know, I just want to see what's happening now, y'all.
Oh
yeah,
everything's cool down here. I'm trying to threaten some damn folks down here, you know.
Well, go ahead and give them hell, you know. We gonna see each other real soon. You know, I can't wait to meet you and lock up with you in some kind of way.
Yeah, that's a done deal between us. Shit, whenever. Just, you know, it's a done deal. I ain't going to run. Shit, you know, I done lost before. It ain't nothing personal.
Oh, yeah. Man, I done lost before, too. You know, I know how to take
yeah.
it and try to give it right back.
I'm going to get you home, boy, too, before long.
Who that?
Atomic Dog.
Hey, Anakin. If you really
what,
want
man?
To, you can get. If you really want to, you can get me this weekend.
I bet I want you that bad, dude, Alec. I mean, Tommy, dog. I don't want you that bad, dude.
Not over that, man. Hey, when I said that, I heard Mayday.
Hey, Cole Killer, I'm just fattening him up for Thanksgiving. That's all I'm fattening him up right now.
But don't mess around. You be the turkey now. And mess around and you be a weenie. You be a weenie, bro. So you the weenie.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I just joined the show, man. I'm finna go to the movies, so I'll let y'all another time.
All right.
Take care, man.
Off the line. Tracy, you need to let everybody know that Cole Killer is the vice president of Grudge Inc.
Yeah, Cole Killer. Hold on. Let me Cole Killer, you ain't left here, have you?
No, I'm still.
Cole Killer, won't you tell the people who you are, what you represent, and what's your big event you got coming up, man? You got to put that plug in.
Well, you know, I ain't want to hold you short too long, but you know, I'm the vice president of Grudge Inc. You know, I'm just trying to get everybody together and let everybody have a place and, you know what I'm saying, a platform to do what they do and meet people from state to state across the country. You know, and you know, we got an event coming in October, in Orangeburg, October 20th in Orangeburg, we're doing some, as of today, we got 5 pro mods confirmed to kind of come in there and shoot out for $10,000. We're trying to get a few more if we can, but we're working on doing the pro mod shoot out for $10,000 free entry fee, and we're going to do some more grudge racing down there. But November 3rd in Macon is a big extravaganza, but we're going to do it big. Texas is going to come in there, and we're going to try to knock Texas head off, but I heard Texas is pretty tough, but you know, we're gonna try to get Texas and send them back home. You know, so we're gonna try to have them lead they horns in Georgia.
Well, we definitely gonna come down there, man, try to accommodate you. So, you know, I've been working and talking to people. We got some people coming, and I'm waiting on to get a confirmed. There's some Attica, some of the others are coming, but hey, we definitely plan on coming to Macon, man, having a good time and making that a successful trip.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to make sure y'all have a good time. Make sure y'all go home safe, and I'll make sure y'all go home with everything y'all came with if I got anything to do with it. That's my goal, to make sure y'all get home back home with everything y'all came with except a little money. I don't know about y'all going money, but all y'all equipment y'all gonna go home with if I got anything to do with it. So that's what I'm striving for, to give y'all a place to raise some action, to have fun and be safe. That's all I want, everybody to be safe and enjoy themselves. All
right.
But I ain't gonna hold y'all up. Y'all have a good night, and I'll see y'all another time.
Okay.
All right. Okay,
who we got?
Flip, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, how y'all doing?
What's up, Flip?
Ain't nothing much, man. I'll make it real quick to be respectful for other people. You know, I get the whole promoter deal, and I think that, you know, to a certain extent, that's all necessary. But from being a spectator as well, sometimes I don't take my car to the track. It does suck when people don't lock up and make action, and you've been there all day or whatever the case is. So I have an idea that, you know, I just spun off a couple times. I just want somebody to take me up on it. Why? I mean, I understand that there's a lot of legwork and there's a lot of money and financing that goes on behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see about promoting. But more people would come to the track if they knew certain cars were going to be there and certain cars were going to make action. Well, like you said, in grudge racing, you really can't do that. But I think that Final Four deal, man, that's getting pretty popular around. And even if you just said convince the track, or maybe even out of your own pocket, or I don't know, you just put up $500 and tell each one of those cars, hey, man, you put up $250 or $500, and then the two in the finals decide whether y'all split or it's a winner take all. If people knew that kind of action was going to happen, that's at least a guarantee of four cars that are pretty close to go down the track. I want to say that when all that stuff happened a couple weeks ago, I talked to Tony Thorne on the phone, and Thorne said he was interested in trying to do something like that. You know, everybody says they want to give back to the racers, and they're tired of promoters. I'm not tired of promoters. What these guys do and what they get paid is not my business, you know. I'm at the track to race my car. Now, I will address the next issue of some people say, oh, well, you know, a lot of people just come to the track and they test, and then they don't ever race. Well, I'm going to explain to you why sometimes people don't actually want to get next to somebody. First of all, that $2,000, $3,000 that you're trying to lock in a race, you know, maybe you're not at your peak where you want to be. But not a lot of people out there just want to take that $3,000 gamble, you know. If you didn't get down the track the last time, you back down enough to get down the track, or maybe it's not enough to get past the next guy. Sometimes people don't want to put $3,000 out there to find out. But I guarantee you what, if you just had $500 in the pot and everybody else had $500 in the pot and you are racing for three, but you're only going to lose the five that you came with, that's a lot more plausible for a lot of other racers to say, you know what, I'll gamble that. You know, I'll gamble $500. I'm not going to gamble $3,000, but I'll gamble $500 even if my car is not running, you know, to where I would like it. You know, and I would really like to see somebody pick that idea up and try it here, because I guarantee you, if people knew that kind of action was going to be a guarantee, because these guys already confirmed and they don't have to race for $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, man, that would bring a lot more just solid action back to the track. I mean, and it'll get people in the stands because they know that at least that's going to go down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree, man. We all working to try to do something to bring action, man. I think that's just something that we're going to have to continue to do and hopefully get enough calls to get in these certain shootouts along with these grudge races to give the fans great action, also give the car owners and people that run with that team something to kind of shoot at when the prices don't go so high. Things are tough.
Right.
You just got to keep working at it all in all. So that's one of the things I got on the table for December the 1st is, you know, we got some big-time cars coming around here now, and we plan on doing something with that. Just like, you know, we got the back half deal with a back half belt that we want to give out, which is a grudge ink belt. It rained us out and we couldn't give it out. So December 1st, we're going to be working on trying to give that grudge ink baddest Texas back half belt out. So it's going to be in a shootout. So we all trying to work on trying to put something together. Hopefully we can go from track to track, promoter to promoter, and support each other. So we just got to keep working on it.
Yeah, I agree.
Who else we got online?
Nikki, your mic is open. Nikki from Houston, your mic is open. Jackie, your mic is open. Jackie Deaver, your mic is open.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead, Jackie.
Now, hey, I just want to talk about what's happening this weekend. We got a grudge race going on at Kennedale Saturday, so I hope to see everybody out there. I'm going to take a chance, and probably going to get my butt whooped, but we're going to take a chance. We're going to run a funny car just to see what it does. It is going to be a grudge race. It's not going to be for a lot of money because I don't think I can outrun them, but I'm going to give it a shot. And that goes back to what everybody says earlier. I think I got a chance, so I'm going to take it. So... y'all come on out, watch that. Let's see see if I can pull it off. I think I can do a little better driving possibly, but hadn't been in a car in a long time. So everybody come out Saturday and watch what we got going on. We got Tony, I think Flip's going to be there. Kenny Duke's going to be there, a lot of others. So come out Saturday. I don't know.
What is this? Is this at Kennedale?
Number 6. October 6th. So I mean, I don't know if you don't be there.
What track is
that? Hell,
is this Kennedale?
Yes.
Okay.
And I ain't promoting nothing. I'm just saying I will be racing somebody. This ain't no promotion. This is just saying, hey, y'all come out and enjoy yourself.
All right. Okay, Jackie, thank you. Got any more hands up?
No, man, that's just everybody be safe, man. I've heard of a lot of people. A lot of people have some incidents here lately. And, man, just everybody check your belts and your safety equipment and stuff. You know, keep that stuff up to date. You know, these cars can be replaced, but the people can't. That's what makes this sport great. So, the fact that I build cars for a living, I see guys take chances every week that they don't really have to take. And, I'm in business to make cars safe, and I really think people should spend a little more time just checking for stuff, just for the safety aspect. And, we can all race for years to come.
That's right, man. I mean, by you saying that just made me think, man. Simply go there. I just want to mention for the Grudge fans who don't know, Peanut showed up racing was out with his new car last Friday, and had an accident, man. When he was looking at it, from what I seen in his car, had a pretty nasty accident on a new car. So we want to thank that safety equipment that he had in that car. It worked for him because he walked away, and he had a pretty nasty accident. So another thing we hate that happened to. The Peanut, I know Peanut, he bounced back, but that safety equipment worked, man, because he had a bad one.
Case Racing, your mic is open.
Yes. I heard something said about Alicat.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we want to lock in with Alicat. Alicat called himself a grudge racer. But he won't say what he's bringing, you know? Like I told them, we'll bring a stock suspension Mustang on 28 to race him, but he won't say what he's bringing. But we still want to lock him, though.
Atticat, he's out there, he's listening.
Atticat, your mic is open.
What you bringing, Cat?
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
He might have his phone muted. He probably come on mute or something. He on another line or something. We're just checking. Just stand by. He'll click back over.
Yeah, but like I said,
Hello.
We just love the race.
Hello.
You know?
There you go.
Go ahead, Alley Cat.
Yeah. Case, what's going down?
Oh, not too much, man. We just trying to do something about to bring that car.
Okay, well, that's fine. I thought the money was already locked.
Yeah, the money is locked. I'm just saying, but why you won't say what you're bringing, though? You just going to bring what? We don't know what you're bringing, though.
He didn't ask all that.
He asked. You kept saying, it ain't enough.
No,
we think we got you and all that.
Y'all call yourself for it. this is what y'all call yourself doing. Y'all think I'm bluffing. So what y'all trying to do is call my bluff. Guess what? You done fell into the trap now.
Hey, Cat, I'm we ain't scared. You know that. We don't, you know we ain't scared.
I see y'all on the 17th.
But you call yourself a graduate, but, hey, remember that. Hey, we got more than one, so, hey.
Well,
I'm not a so we can bring anything to then. So we can bring anything to. That's what I'm saying.
You said a stock suspension Mustang. That's all I heard.
Okay.
I didn't ask you nitrous, twin turbo.
All right.
We like that.
Nope. That's cool.
Now you just said a stock suspension on 28. Now you just said
that. Yeah, I said that. I'm going to back that off.
Okay, well, we ain't got to talk no more then, sir. I'll see you November 17th.
All right. Hey, that one there is going to bite you in your ass. Watch me.
Well, hey, we done raced you before.
You know how I do it. But look, I know you done lost to me, and you're going to lost again.
All thing I'm trying to do is bring action, like y'all say. Bring action.
I know, but you ain't trying to bring action when you keep talking about a ghost, Cat. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you'll see it on the
17th,
dog. That's all I can say. You're going to see it on the 17th.
You always talk about a ghost, man. You've been talking about that for 2 years. We ain't seen nothing.
But now you know and I know I got an engine. You know I got a transmission. And you know I got a
car. I know that. We don't care about that.
Okay.
The engine still got to go down the track.
Why are we talking about it then? I ain't worried about going down the track. That ain't my job. That's Horace's job. My job is to spend money and talk shit. That's my job.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but why you won't tell? You say you're a garage racer, but you hiding, like you hiding something. What you hiding?
I see. That's what grudge racing is all about. The least you know, the better off it is. That's grudge racing. I don't have to give you a top segment of my car. I can do it if I want. I'm not class racing with y'all. I'm grudge racing.
We don't want a class race. We ain't asking for nothing. I heard you ask me somebody to back down and move. We ain't asking for nothing. We asking for a lot of
things. I'll put you in the stage. God damn it, we going to do it. We're going to end it.
Oh, we're going to do it. You know that. I've been down for a minute now. And, hey, because y'all went with Pinky. Y'all were scared of Pinky.
We ain't, well.
So I got some smart rocking with some big that y'all got.
Well, I don't know, man. We got several shit in the damn stables. I mean,
I don't know, but I'm trying to get some smaller so I can race y'all big shit. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I mean, that's fine. That's fine. Turbo, it don't matter if it's small or red.
You know it's going to be turbo. It got to be turbo.
A turbo do not know what it's sitting on top of. It don't know.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying.
But we ain't going to run from you. Shit, we grow.
I know you're not. You're a grudge racer.
Shit, we see you
in the
stage.
I mean, you call
tonight.
Yourself a grudge racer, huh?
If you think I'm not racing, take that title from me then. See if you can take that title from me then.
I mean, you ain't got that title. You ain't got that. How you get a grudge racer title you ain't racing 2 years, son?
No. You gave me that name. You calling me a grudge racer right now.
I said you call yourself a grudge racer. That's what I said. I didn't say you was a grudge racer.
Are you a grudge racer?
Well, right now, I ain't nothing. I ain't got no car running. That's why I ain't been on this radio calling you out. Because my car been down. I'm trying to build something to race you.
Okay.
And everybody else. Not
you
just you, everybody else.
So I don't think you can build it.
Oh, shit. You know I build my own shit. You know that. You know that. Well, hey, I'm trying to do is have some fun, Cat. Don't take it to the heart, man.
Man, now you know me.
Don't take it
this
to the heart,
game.
Man.
This shit is funny.
You know,
I
love
game.
Racing.
I guess y'all gonna get it on. Y'all got it locked in somehow.
Hey, that's locked in.
Yeah. Y'all locked in for November 17th. So we got a few more hands on here, man. We want to try to get these calls in here. So who we got next?
All right. Get them in.
Block caller, your mic is open.
Let's go.
Block caller, your mic is open.
He said it was ghost. He said it was ghost. Dang it, Adam Cat just fell off. He wanted it. Did you say ghost? Did he say it was ghost?
Yeah, Cat got a ghost.
Block caller,
okay.
you got something you want to say?
We're having a little trouble understanding you. What did you say your name was? Block caller.
Are you talking to me?
Well, we have a block caller with their hand up. Whoever blocked
okay,
their number.
Move on. I guess you don't want to talk. Just move on.
Okay, Tracy, that's all the hands that are up then.
Okay, if nobody else got anything to say, man, we're gonna call it a night, man, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, I'm going to put it out there and say it like this. If you think of a topic or something you think is pertinent to the grudge racing world, send me a text, give me a call. We'll bring it up and try to make some sense out of some of this grudge racing, anything that can help. Bring action or anything that's probably going against what everybody likes to see, bring it up, man. It's something that we need to talk about. And the only way we're going to know if we kind of put it out here, get the information out here and talk to some of these people. Until then, you know, if anybody else don't have anything to say, man, we're going to call it a night. We'll tune in to Grudge Madness every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. Until then, we want to thank Grudge and see you guys next week. Thank you. Good night.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Hey, 281-9020, did you want to say something before we close the show? 280-9020 or 281-9020, did you have something to say before we close the show?
Hang up. What did he call you?